During the First World War, from 1914 to 1918, there were a number of soldiers in the British Army who refused to continue fighting their German enemies. Sometimes they ran away, that is, they deserted, or they refused to return to the battlefront. The army court-martialed them. That is, the men were tried by a military court or court-martial. Often the trials were short and the men had no legal help. Over 300 of these soldiers were shot, executed by firing squads. Their relatives lived with the shame of knowing that their son or husband or father was a coward or a deserter. The widows and children of the executed men did not receive the pension which the government normally gave to the families of men who were killed in the war. As a result, some of them were forced to live in extreme poverty. In the past few years, there has been a campaign in Britain for posthumous pardons to be given to all the soldiers who were executed. The campaigners have argued that many of the soldiers did not receive a proper trial. For example, some did not have the opportunity to present evidence or call witnesses at the court-martial. They argued, too, that many of the soldiers were not cowards, but were suffering from extreme psychological stress. Because this stress was often caused by being close to exploding artillery shells, we call it shell shock. Finally, the campaigners argued that it was important, even 90 years later, that the families and descendants of these men should know that society did not any longer regard them as traitors, deserters, or cowards. For many years, the British government resisted these arguments. But suddenly, this summer, it changed its mind. The Defence Secretary, Des Brown, announced that the government agreed that the men had been treated unjustly and that all 306 soldiers would be pardoned. Goodbye.